Encuentro Radio es periodismo, derechos, igualdad, dignidad, mujeres, inclusión, masculinidad, arte, expresión, libertad, esperanza, cultura, ecumenismo, literatura, historia y análisis. Pero en realidad somos una gran familia. Bienvenidos y bienvenidas a Encuentro Radio.
Encuentro Radio, la emisora de CEPAL.
Comunícate con nosotros a través de nuestro WhatsApp 302-521-2342.
From Colombia,
the Philippines,
the United States,
Germany,
Kenya,
Austria,
we are bringing our voices together to reflect on gender and social justice.
A multicultural look in the mirror at our society.
Welcome to Mirror Voices.
Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Colombian time.
Brought to you by CEPAL and Encuentro Radio.
Can you hear me?
Found myself in a second. I found myself in a second-hand guitar. Never thought it would happen. But I found myself in a secondhand guitar. So I just got to know, I truly have to know. So you got to let me know.
It's your love.
Drunk anymore. So I just got to know, I truly have to know, but you got to let me know.
It's your love. I can't help
but come. Baby, let me know.
It's your love. I can't help but come.
Baby, let me know. Underground, underground. With the friends I found, friends I found. Underground, underground. With the friends I found, friends I found.
Good afternoon, everyone, or good morning, or good evening, or whatever time you're listening to us, whether live or as podcast version on Encuentro Radio. Welcome to another episode of Mirrored Voices here on Encuentro Radio, the digital radio station for CEPALC. My name is Hannah, and I'm here with Mariana today. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Hannah. Hello for all the people that it's listening us today. I'm with rhinitis. I don't know, with allergic.
Mm-hmm.
So my nose is like awful right now. But I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm tired, but I'm okay.
We are missing Michelle today. She is currently traveling for some workshops for Sepulch in the coastal region. So we look forward to hearing all about that when she gets back. I also had a quick announcement. I don't think we mentioned this on the program yet. A new edition of Encuentro magazine is out. We are already sharing. I schedule all of the posts to share individual articles on our social media accounts on Encuentro Radio and Sepulch. But you can also find the magazine in its entirety on the website on sepulch.com and look under Revista. The Revista is in Spanish, of course. So enjoy that. I think Marianne and I both wrote articles, and so did Michelle. I have been doing a series on language, and so I wrote an article about etymology, about like the history of a few words, words like okay, salary, lesbian. Also, the history of the word lesbian has an interesting story, specifically going back to one woman who talked about female sexuality in a way that was not very common in her time or even today. So check all of those things out. Mariana, do you want to share what you wrote about for this edition?
For this year, I wrote about the mental health in different situations. For this one was about how Mariana be a feminist and how is the mental health about that and all the feminicide that happened in Colombia and how affect my mental health. And that's like the idea, I guess, for the other two. I have more ideas for the mental health.
And there's still one more edition of Encuentro magazine for this year, which will be coming out in a few months. But in the meantime, enjoy all of the content, all of the articles and videos and things that are available now on this edition 185 of Revista Encuentro, of Encuentro magazine. Today on Mirrored Voices, we are listening to the music of Leanne Lajavas. She is an English singer-songwriter. Her genre is categorized as like jazz, funk, R&B, neo-soul kind of mix. I started listening to her when I was, I guess this was in 2010, at the beginning of her, like, towards the beginning of when she really started getting more recognition and more popularity. She comes from, she was born and raised in England. Her father, Greek, and her mother, Jamaican. And so she attributes this, like, mix of musical traditions and styles into part of her music today. So we hope you enjoy music of Leanne Lajavas today. Let's listen to a little bit more before we dive into our topics today. Okay.
Those eyes you gave to me, they let me see.
We're listening to Leanne Lajavis. That was Green and Gold, probably one of her more popular songs, I think, from the album Blood.
Okay.
That came out a few years ago. So we have some news to talk about today. Kind of focusing on like women in science and technology, engineering, mathematics, all fields that are typically still dominated by men, but hopefully that's changing.
Yeah.
So Mariana, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what that means for women here in Colombia.
In Colombia, yeah, I found a notice that said that the SHIES Foundation signed an agreement with Harvard and MIT to allow Colombian girls access to academic programs. So the Colombian Foundation SHIES officially signed with the collaboration with Harvard and MIT to have the opportunity and give the opportunity to the young girls and young women in vulnerable situations that can access academic program in this institution. So they're gonna start the university in 2025, yeah, like maybe in March or May. But the president and founder of SHIES comment that this is like a historic agreement driven by trying to have like an inspiration and transformation that can reach all Colombia and Latin America. To try to help more girls, vulnerable girls and women and young women, to try to have the opportunity to study. So they're going to be there just for 4 months in 2025 in science, mathematics, chemistry, physics, computer science, and robotics. And at the end of the program, they will have 1 week stayed at Harvard University and MIT. So this is like a big opportunity for the education, because not all the people have the opportunity to go like a university, and obviously not all the people have the opportunity to go to a high school. That's something that a lot of people don't know. So this is gonna provide like a lot of experience and like a good experience that to be like in one of the most bigger university and more known university like Harvard or MIT. So the foundation SHIES is gonna be chair of selecting the participant, identifying those with the talent and the determination necessary to take advantage of this unique opportunity. That obviously it's something that they want to continue closing the gender gap between exceeding talent in Colombia and global opportunities, ensuring that these girls have the accompaniment and support that they need to succeed. That's, I guess, for SHIES is not the first one that do something with like some university. Other opportunity was work with the NASA. But in this opportunity, they're trying to find the opportunity to have like girls and young women that have like not all the same opportunities, like go on school. I know that these women not have the opportunity to go to a university, because obviously here in Colombia and in Bogota we have public university, but it's not like open and available for all the people. You need to do an exam, and not like so easy for a lot of people. Obviously other people have the opportunity to go inside and no have like a coastal, the price is not so much, but obviously there's people that cannot have that price. So I guess it's
sometimes even with, I remember when I was applying for college, even if they give you a scholarship, sometimes in comparison to the price of tuition and everything, you know, they can give you thousands of dollars in a scholarship, but it still doesn't cover all of the costs for the education.
Yeah, so it's difficult because actually my university is not so expensive, some careers, but obviously not all the people have the opportunity to pay that and obviously need to do things with the ICETES, that is this big group, that it's so difficult in moments pay that. But yeah, I guess it's a good new that we have right now for the education in Colombia.
Mm-hmm. And that's, I mean, it's a lot to be able to study at universities, like these such big names, almost like brand names, if you will.
Yeah.
Like Harvard and MIT, those are, you know, some of the most recognized universities on the international level. So it's a great opportunity. It would be great to also see more resources being put into like local Colombian organizations, or to help make that even easier for more Colombian women to access without having to go to the U.S. You know, like, it's a great opportunity, but I think there are more opportunities to continue progressing forward in education for girls and education in Colombia. So hearing about this news on MIT and these women studying and getting able to be trained at these big universities, it also reminded me of this long history of barriers that women face in these types of universities or in these types of research fields. And I came across a book that was published last year called The Exceptions. And it's The Exceptions, Nancy Hopkins, MIT, and the Fight for Women in Science, written by Kate Zernicki, a journalist who won the Pulitzer Prize for this book for explanatory reporting. So Nancy Hopkins, who is especially named and focused in the book, is a molecular biologist and professor at MIT. She's spoken about gender discrimination in science and the fight for women's rights in the STEM field, or science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Even though she didn't originally consider herself like a feminist or someone or an activist, she kind of wanted to just focus on the science and, you know, this idea that, like, oh, if I just, you know, study hard and do good work, then it won't matter. You know, then I'll get what I deserve. And in an ideal world, yes, anyone who puts in the hard work should be able to succeed. But Nancy Hopkins, as well as many other women, discovered that it wasn't a level playing field for them or for any other women. And so this journalist, Kate Zernicki, published the book, but also this was from a 1999 article she wrote while working for the Boston Globe that first started reporting on the subject. And then that kind of turned into years of investigation that came out in this book last year. So it's called The Exceptions for two reasons. One is that these women are exceptional in their fields as scientists. But the second reason why it's called The Exceptions is that these women realized that they were not the exception to inequality and to the barriers they faced. Often when women don't speak up about the inequality or the discrimination or the sexism that they face, it can give this feeling that, it's nothing. It's just a disagreement with a colleague, or, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, it's not sexism. It's just, well, and then they realize that, no, it's not an exception. It's a pattern. So the shift in thinking of, no, this is the pattern of gender inequality, not just one or two women having a difficult time, and a need to address that pattern and those barriers. Yeah. So in the 80s and 90s, there were very few women at MIT. And interesting, this group of 16 women decided, being very scientific in there, which is their field, obviously, decided to investigate and quantify their experience. So taking not just their experience and making like an emotional argument or a legal argument necessarily, but taking like the the data, the facts and the figures, which is what they're trained to do as scientists. So in the book, Nancy Hopkins shown, or she talks about like taking a measuring tape and physically measuring the laboratory space that she had compared to other colleagues, and using that as a way to advocate for, you know, I need more space to do my research, I need more investigation or more resources or more, you know, whatever it is, and being able to like back that up with the data, talking to a bunch of scientists is very helpful, because that's something that they obviously value highly and look into in their work. So these 16 women conducted a four-year study that resulted in MIT admitting to a long history of discrimination and then starting to change some of those policies.
Okay.
To the point that we get today, where we see, you know, more women still with facing barriers, but more women in positions of leadership, more outreach programs for, like, women in Colombia, as well as many other parts of the world, to be able to study and to be able to enter into these spaces and be more welcomed. Not to say that it solved, you know, gender inequality in the scientific fields, but making some intentional progress. So Kate Zernecki talked to these scientists about, like, why they hadn't spoken up sooner, or what it was like to start speaking out against some of the barriers that they were facing. And a lot of them just wanted to, like, just focus on the science. You know, I don't want to be political. I don't want to be make problems. I just want to be able to, you know, do my research, do what I want to do. However, a lot of these, like, small slights or comments or things that don't seem like a big deal that women face all the time end up gradually adding up to big things, like less money, fewer resources, less laboratory space, you know, things that actually do really affect their ability to be able to work. So the inequality gets in the way of being able to do their work, even if they didn't want to be political or didn't mean to, you know, start this feminist movement in the field. It was necessary in order to be able to do what they actually wanted to do, which was science. And in 2018, National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine study found that 50% of science faculty women felt they had been sexually harassed. So there's obviously still a lot of work to be done. There's still this idea that, like, women aren't smart enough to be in science, or that they don't belong there, or that, you know, women can't be serious scientists because they're mothers and wives or whatever. So there's still a lot to go culturally, but also institutionally, to make these fields of study more accessible, more equitable, to be able to include women's talents in the field.
Yeah.
So with that, I think we can go to another song from the Elena Chavez, and we'll be right back.
Seems that I won't be warned, and certainly I saw a sign. I'm
Well, and in other notice, the Women's U20 Global World Cup, it's gonna be here in Colombia, and we are gonna have the opportunity to enjoy some of games in the Stadium Campín and Techo Stadium in Bogotá, that is different. So this is gonna start in August 31 to September 22, and we not just have here in Bogotá, also we are just be in Medellín and Cali, that is the host for the Women's World Cup. So it's like important know that the first play it's gonna be here in Bogotá in El Campín. I guess two of the games, that is Cameroon versus Mexico, 3 p.m. in El Campín, y Colombia versus Australia, 6 p.m. in El Campín. I'm so sad because yesterday I have the opportunity, like in a free moment, like just 5 minutes, that saw, and all the tickets, they're nothing for these two these two games. And the other opportunity is other way Colombian game also in the Campín, that it's September 3rd, 8 p.m. But I guess the zone that it's available, I don't like it because it's not so good. So with a friend, we said what we are going to do. So it's possible that you can go. Obviously, we are going to have like different selection, like Cameroon, Australia, Germany, Nigeria, Republic of Korea, Venezuela. I'm sorry, it's like confusing for me to say the country in English, but Ghana, Austria, Japan, New Zealand, Mexico, Austria, Colombia, obviously. And I guess this is all the Canada also, and Brazil, United States, and Paraguay, Argentina, Costa Rica, and no more. And I guess, obviously, this is so important. I guess it's for the female football. It's so important that this is going to play here. And I guess it's so good to look that the first game that it's going to play on Saturday, it's like no opportunity.
Sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. I guess that obviously we need continue support this young woman. I'm not sure if this gonna present, I hope, in RCN Caracol. I hope one of the big channels here have the opportunity to present.
And not just when Colombia is playing, but like other games too.
yeah, like all. Because one of the things that I like is actually on the first game in Saturday, August 31, the time for the game is so different. So the first one, that is Cameroon versus Mexico, is 3 p.m. And for Colombia, Australia, is 6 p.m. But actually in Medellin, that is other part that is going to play in other game, Francia, Canada, 3 p.m. And obviously, Brazil, Fiji, 6 p.m. in Medellin. But we don't know. They no show anything, I guess. I'm not like a person that saw a lot of TV because I'm not have a lot of time to show it. But yeah, this is like a new opportunity for the women that have to show. I guess the group that we have for Colombia is strong. They're young women. We are going to have Linda Caicedo, that is more like is the most known player that we have there. But I guess there's other play that it's so good. So I have a hope that maybe, obviously, I can enjoy the game. I remember yesterday the most expensive ticket for a game was like 47,200. 47 mil pesos. That is
really,
yeah, the most expensive.
And that's
the cheaper. It's like 18,000.
That's so cheap.
Pesos, Colombian pesos. And when I look at, because I remember and I want obviously go because I'm a fan of female football. One of my friends said, "Really? 18 pesos. Maybe we can go. It's like, yeah, but obviously I hope all the games, it's gonna be sold out. That's something that we hope. Obviously, like, the space for Campín is so different to Stadium Techo, because Stadium Techo is more smaller than Campín. And the final, it's gonna play here in Bogotá in the Campín. I guess it's 22 of September, so we need to wait. I hope Colombia be there, and I have the opportunity to be there. And screaming, because I'm so happy. And obviously, continue supporting women. And I hope every selection be good. Obviously, my heart is with Colombia. I'm trying to support everyone. Obviously, if I have the opportunity to saw every game that I can, obviously I'm gonna be alert. I remember one of the, like, I guess like a game for the woman, I be in class, I was like the most like finish the game. So it's, I can go to the bathroom. Yeah, I go, but I not be in the bathroom. I was like looking the game. Yeah, but obviously, I have like some problems with my teacher, because that's not important. It's more important my class. It's like, no, for me, no, really. I'm gonna take a time. So I'm trying to look my phone sometimes to look, and it's like, I'm one person that looked that I was. I saw that a game was like, how is it? I was like, It's good, but yeah. So obviously I have the opportunity, and all people have and take like a look about this sport.
Yeah, and especially for, I mean, obviously women's sports don't get as much attention often, and even less for young women. So this is, you know, players under 20. So they get even, they're newer in their career. Although some, like Linda Caicedo, already, you know, is known worldwide. But often they're, you know, newer athletes or not as well known, and then the fact that they're also women means that they're even less known. But it's good to see. I think it's a good sign that already the first couple games are sold out, that there is interest in the Olympics here in Colombia. I noticed most people were talking about like the women's soccer or football team, as opposed to other sports, or as opposed to even, you know, the men's sports.
I have like a discussion with a man, because we saw the last game for the girls in the Olympics. I was like, the girls don't do anything. How is that? I was like, really? They don't have the support that they deserve. The men have like all the money, all the prize, everything, and they don't do like so much. Just in Copa America, that was good. I enjoy it. Not so much like the women, but it's good. But I was like, really, you are like criticizing every time that the woman, and actually was so strong, because the captain Catalina Usme, that it's the best player that we have there, she can do the penalty, and that can happen. And a lot of people will say, no, she's not good. I said the man, Messi in the Copa America fault a penalty. Cristiano Ronaldo in the Euro Cup fault a penalty. What is the problem that a woman do that? See, I have a lot of discussion, but that's like a topic that I enjoyed, because I said for a moment that if I all the time said that we need support the female football, I need support too. So I have the opportunity to saw every game that they're going to have. Obviously, I'm going to do it with every energy a moment that I can do. I guess Hannah remember the game that the Colombian girls play when it's time for Mirror Voices. So I was like, listen, but look in the game. I was like trying not screaming, because that's something that I feel, it's like a passion for me.
And speaking of sports, we are not fully done with the Olympic game season. A lot of people, you know, are kind of, the closing ceremony happened, and then it's, okay, now we're done with that. See you in 4 years. But this is a friendly reminder that the Paralympic Games are coming. This is starting on August 28th and will go until September 8th. Are the Paralympic Games in Paris, same as the Olympic Games. And I always think it's kind of, I mean, I guess for logistic purposes it makes sense, but I always think it's kind of a shame that there is like a two-week gap or like this big gap between the closing ceremony of the Olympic Games and the opening ceremony of the Paralympic Games, because I think it makes it easier for people to forget, to just, you know, we have all of this big hype and news and everyone's talking about the Olympics, and then it's over, and then people move on to the next thing in the news cycle, or the next, you know, other things. And I think often the Paralympic Games, which are also really interesting to watch, and I hope to be able to watch some of them, just kind of get forgotten about often, unless you make a conscious effort, or unless people, you know someone or have a specific athlete that they want to watch. But yes, this is an invitation to also check out, starting on August 28th, the Paralympic Games, because also very interesting.
Yeah, I know that I'm not have like the opportunity to saw every moment in the Colombian sport, but for the people that is listeners, if you wanna be like have the notice in any moment, there's like a profile in X or Twitter that called Deporte Colombiano or Deport Colombia. They're public in any time about the Deport, not in necessarily the Olympics. They're talking right now about La Vuelta 24 in Spain.
Cycling?
Yeah, cycling and in other sports. So I guess it's like a good profile that we can have close to us, because the moment that I can saw the Olympic Games, because I maybe here busy, I was like looking X and they texting every time that it's happening. And that's
we want to say hi to Michelle. She says she's listening from Monteria. She says the heat is insane. I don't doubt that. but hopefully you're staying cool. Abrazos, saludos.
Take care, please. From
cold Bogota.
Support the girls, please. If you can go to saw the game, it's not expensive. I'm going to try it. I'm going to look the dates, because obviously I have homework and I have other responsibilities. But if I have I can go, obviously I'm going to tell to listen for Mirror Voices. How is that?
I think we have enough time for another song before we say goodbye, since we're missing another person.
Yeah.
So we'll listen to another song from Leon Lajavis, our artist of the day, and then we'll be right back.
And I'm your Betsy Blue, and we're singing it close, like the girls in Belleville Rendezvous. I wish that we could somehow freeze the frame, but this isn't the silver screen. No, there's no roll. You be the guy.
thank you all for joining us today on Mirrored Voices. Thank you to Michelle for tuning in, even though she's far away and working. We look forward to hearing all about the trip when you get back. Any other announcements or programs coming up on Encuentro Radio you want to shout out, Mariana?
No. That the people enjoy the sports and no more.
And so whether it's science or sports, there are still a lot of fields where women are facing extra barriers. I mean, things have gotten better in terms of inclusion and gender equality, but still
we need more that. But actually, I guess we need more work in science, because the sport have like a maybe more strong, and the people is talking more about that. Obviously, not complete the fight for that, but I guess in the sciences, like the people, the topic that the people less talk about that. So I guess it's more important that the women, that they have the aptitude for the science, because in my case, I can't. I'm so bad for that. But yeah, have the opportunity to be and like work and study in a university. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Stay tuned this week for episodes of Sudor y Letras, tomorrow, Mal Pensadas, on Friday.
Tomorrow, Axidas. And the, how do you say, the, I'm not sure, how do you say cuento? For read.
Like, stories?
Yes, yeah, that Daniel and Alejandra and Diego is reading for the people, and you can listen at 8 p.m. Colombian time on Friday. Mal Pensadas at 3 p.m., later Rock and Roll Train at 4 p.m., and in the night, hoy es viernes y encuentro los sábados.
And Saturday?
We are going to have Derechos y Sonrisas, A Lo Hecho Pecho, y Radio Revolqueta.
So, lots of things to look forward to this week on Encuentro Radio. So stay tuned for all of those things, and have a great week.
Thank you. Bye.